work of engine comments. What do you do about maintenance in those two situations?
I'm really partial to BEV maintenance. I find, and maybe it's my own prejudice, but I put a big priority on quality of life. And bevacizumab seems to have very little quality of life impact other than coming to the office every other week. Sometimes I'll make it every third week. But even pemetrexed has some side effects. And I do find you're paying a little bit of a price. So if I got somebody in the 50 to 60 or even younger age range, yeah, I'm going to do that because I think it's a more aggressive regimen. It's probably going to give them longer overall benefit. But if someone's older, I think I'm looking forward to getting them off of chemo as soon as I can. And even though I'd like to do some maintenance, like I have another older lady with brain mets, even she didn't like coming for the Bev. You know, so at some point we actually took a break off of Bev just because she just wanted her life back. And then recently we had a discussion and she just decided she wanted to go back on it. She was getting nervous, but she was actually still in PR.
Yeah, and how about your approach to metastatic non-squamous?
I probably use more carbopemetrexed and pemetrexed maintenance. I add bevacizumab for patients, I think younger and better performance status.
When you do use bevacizumab and pemetrexed, mm-hmm. what do you do for maintenance?
Still just pemetrexed. I don't usually put bevacizumab into maintenance.
And just to go back again to the three of you for squamous, and if you want to make your other comment too, again, chemo, and do you present or ever use nesitumab?
So in the point of carboplatin, paclitaxel, and bevacizumab for first-line adenocarcinoma, I find that sometimes the insurance company algorithm pushes you to use a paclitaxel regimen, or if you want to use a pemetrexed regimen, they will pass on the cost to the patient. And it's very eye-opening. They will ask the patient to pay like $5,000, sometimes $2,000 per treatment for the pemetrexed instead of the paclitaxel because they don't have it in their preferred tier. So increasingly, we're seeing that those decisions
so like
about...
Instead of paying for it, they'll like sort of give a discount or something? That is really
strange. They'll pass on the cost of the difference of
the
drug.
The whole cost gets passed
almost,
on?
Almost the whole cost, yeah.
Especially if they have a high deductible.
Huh.
For the until they meet the deductible.
Yeah,
so it becomes sometimes a decision that I don't make.
Wow.
The insurance company is making.